Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So, Elliot, it's all in the news today. China's tech giant Tencent picking Singapore as its Asia hub. So that means it follows Alibaba, ByteDance, all of it in the race to build up a presence closer to home. It's had setbacks in the US and China, right? But it involves, ultimately, data and a lot of it.
Yeah. And, you know, bringing that up, it actually brings about a question worth discussing. There are a lot of sectors obviously impacted, you know, as a result of COVID-19. The construction sector is one of them. And then you have these questions on whether you need a physical office or retail space or not. You can work from home, right? But out of the crisis, we do see opportunity. And like that story you mentioned earlier on, you see this unprecedented attention on Southeast Asia, sort of turning it into a new global data center hotbed. And it's been happening for a number of years now. And with the pandemic, it's sort of accelerated, especially right here in Singapore. So we're going to discuss, you know, Singapore's rise to becoming a data localization hub with John Butler, Managing Director of Asia Pacific and Middle East and North Africa at Lineside. Lineside, of course, is a construction company operating from 22 offices across 4 continents. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nice to be back on your show. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Data localization. Actually, I'd like to break the ice by asking you that. What exactly is data localization?
So I think if you look at that data localization, and I think a lot of people are asked the question, you know, what does data mean in data centers and the cloud? And I think if you look at that in a couple of, you know, practical examples from both a business use and personal use, I think the appetite for data consumption has grown dramatically over the last number of years. With that, then, you need to have data stored within each country or within each region to access that particular local market.
So, of course, John, one of the big stories that's in the papers today, it's all over the Straits Times and the Business Times website, is Tencent, for example, saying that it wants to make Singapore its Asia hub. Well, it's a big hub because there's all these issues in the US and China right now. I mean, what does that mean when these big names are coming here in terms of growth of data centers?
Yeah, so if you look at, so data centers, there's 4 key markets really in APAC as a region. Singapore, Hong Kong, Tokyo and Sydney are the 4 what we would call key tier one markets. And there's a lot of players already in, particularly in the Singapore market. It's one of the most mature markets in the region. So you've got a lot of the big cloud and the large co-location providers here. So they will enter a market that already has, you know, a very mature supply chain with regard to data supply and I suppose the contractors and supply chain that actually service that market.
John, then in that case, what gives Singapore the edge? Because we seem to see this rise.
It is. It's been a very attractive market for a number of years. And I think that's down to a couple of key factors initially. One is, if you look at, I suppose, ease of doing business in Singapore versus other geographies, it's you know, voted one of the easiest places in the world year on year to do business. Then if you look at how a data center actually works, you need stability of power. And Singapore's electrical grid is really, really strong. So with a data center, you're trying to have concurrent maintainability, which means a data center has no downtime. So again, Singapore versus, say, if you looked at some of the other maybe emerging markets in the region, does not have that same power supply consistency. Yes.
Right.
Okay. So Lineside, as I understand it, has a very good overview of the construction sector here. And if you're going to have data centers, you need to build them, right? I was doing a little bit of research and, you know, Facebook was another big name that's promised to bring a whole, quite a bit of business here. What are the overall implications of all of this for Singapore? I mean, we've had bad news in the papers today on jobs. Is it going to create jobs? Is it going to create industry and, you know, profit for Singapore?
I think if you look at them all, so it will definitely put pressure on Singapore for and any location that a data center pops up with regards to power usage. So they actually use a considerable amount of power to run these facilities. From a jobs impact, usually the uplift on employment when the data center is up and running is relatively low. But with regards to, you know, making profits for the country, they always help, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of spin-off industries on the back of just the actual data center itself with regards to maintaining that data center. The data center market is sort of split between the big cloud guys like Microsoft and Google of this world and then a lot of the co-location providers, which is more for enterprise. And if you look at, say, enterprise in Singapore, about 25% of the market currently host businesses host in these data centers. So there's still a hell of a lot of opportunity in the market for businesses probably to adapt and change and make their business probably a little bit more agile and flexible going forward.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing that up, John. And it's true that there's a lot of opportunity there, as you mentioned. But I'm curious, though, you talk about creating these jobs or job opportunities in that sense. Is the talent available, though? Are people catching up fast enough? Are they transforming their careers fast enough to match up with these opportunities?
I think so. I think if you look at right across the spectrum of employment, I think the tendency to go to the tech sec and understand and appreciate. So, I mean, if you put it in even in your own world and how much your own life has changed in the last 5 or 10 years, we ourselves are actually driving the demand through our personal habits, through like e-commerce, our apps. And that's all, I suppose, a full generation is becoming a hell of a lot more tech savvy. And that in itself is actually translating into the workforce as well. So the appetite for people to work in that sector, I think, is increasing day on day.
And extending on Elliot's point, I wanted to ask about the construction companies themselves here, because it's one thing to hear that these big names want to come to Singapore, but how do you keep across all of the trends in terms of how to build a decent data center? I am sure that they come with their own very specific requirements when it comes to building.
Yeah, it's probably like any construction sector, but the data center sector as well takes specialist skill set. The technology is moving all the time. The ambition of every data center is to reduce the OPEX cost or the running cost of the data center by reducing the power consumption. So the technology is changing. And if you look at some of the leading technology out there, that there's people exploring underground data centers built at sea again to reduce your heat. So you've got to stay on top of the technology. And a lot of companies out here are pushing the envelope with regards to making the data center as efficient and green as possible.
And John, how is the government helping with that? Because we know that the government has a whole office dedicated to the Smart Nation initiative. And I would imagine this is very much within that framework.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look, I mean, that in itself is driving the demand for data. So if you look at the ambition of a lot of governments in Singapore and around the region, they want to bring, IoT, Internet of Things, push that forward into, smart cities. So again, that will only actually increase the appetite for data, which means you're going to have to build more data centers. So again, the maturity of the market here in Southeast Asia has a lot of headroom to go. And if you look at by 2023, I think you'll see the APAC region being the second largest data center market in the world behind the US.
John, let's turn our attention to line sight specifically for just a bit.
Yeah.
There are reports that Singapore's construction sector is expected to contract by over 10% this year due to COVID-19. I mean, how has the pandemic impacted line sight?
Yeah, we've set our business up and we've actually, our biggest sector is data centers, and that's helped us really, really well in this, I suppose, COVID downturn. So we've managed to buck the trend quite well. And if anything, we've probably seen an upturn in requirements from data center companies as well. It's been an attractive market for real estate investors. So you'll see a lot of new entrants to the market over the last 12 to 24 months, again, looking at that as a real estate class and trying to invest in that. So we're actually seeing an uplift in that particular market.
Any thoughts on, with the way phase two reopening of the Singapore economy, the structured phase reopening, has that helped you guys in terms of your business prospect? Do you think that actually makes it more positive going to the end of the year?
I do, yeah, I do. And I think what clients are starting to realize as well now, and I think I mentioned it on a previous show, was just that unfortunately construction projects are going to cost a little bit more and take a little bit longer. So that, sure. If you roll back 8 or 9 months, it was frenetic pace to get projects built. Now it just has to be controlled and scheduled in a slightly different way, and you will still get the end results.
I mean, in practical terms, obviously it begs the question what you expect over the next 5 years then. Do we expect further delays or do we expect some catch-up eventually?
I don't think there'll be server delays, to be honest with you. I think if you look at the complexity a lot of the big cloud and co-location guys provide, so that they are working on a series of hybrid data centers that are all interlinked. They have different geographies popping up at the moment. So again, I don't see that, to be honest, as a risk at all in the data center market.
We've been speaking with John Butler, Managing Director of Asia Pacific, and Mina at Lineside. John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.